State transportation officials are making some cutbacks, but they do plan to go ahead with the long-delayed extension of the MBTA's Green Line into Somerville and Medford. The latest from WBUR's Steve Brown.
The fate of the 4.5-mile extension has been in doubt since last fall when it was revealed the project might cost $1 billion more than expected. But after transportation experts issued a comprehensive report on how to save money, the Green Line extension has a green light for the time being.
The Green Line extension is moving ahead, but in a way that is responsible and in a way that the boards can keep accountability for it in their hands.
That's State Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack. After a nearly five-hour-long hearing in which the MBTA's Fiscal and Management Control Board and the MassDOT Board of Directors heard details of a scaled-back plan. That plan, drawn up by the T's interim project management team, shaved $622 million from the project, bringing the overall price tag down to $2.3 billion. Interim project manager Jack Wright told the boards a significant savings comes from scaling back station structures.
Instead of full-length canopies, which have their own drainage systems, which have a lot of maintenance in and of themselves, we proposed just weather shelters. Very much similar to the Riverside line.
The revised plan does not change the number of new stations. That stays at 6, plus a relocated Leechmere station. It simplifies and shortens a community bike and walking path that will run next to the railbed, and it significantly shrinks the size of a trolley car maintenance facility. But the revised plan comes up $73 million short of what's needed. Board members expressed confidence that they could come up with more savings or the money to cover the shortfall. Still, MassDOT board member Monica Tibbetts-Nutt expressed concern about expanding the T while there's still a backlog of repairs to be made to the rest of the system.
I want to make sure that we're keeping an eye to the core services that we cannot operate currently. And we raise those fares as one of the ways to raise money to invest back in our core services. And so as we're looking into this project, I am not against this project. But what I am against is putting all this money into this project and when it's done, not being able to operate it.
The boards decided to move ahead and asked the Federal Transportation Administration to review the revised plan. The feds had already agreed to fund close to $1 billion for the Green Line extension, and without that money, the project would most likely be scrapped. Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone was encouraged by the vote.
The vote is unanimous to support the project, move it forward, and the conditions are things we need to meet anyway. We need to have a finance plan. It has to be approved by the FTA. All these things have to be done as a consequence of the project. You know what? It's a great day for it, but we got to keep working at it.
And Transportation Secretary Pollack says the good news is the boards have given a hearty endorsement to the revised plan.
We know what the Green Line extension is. And on paper, we have a plan for procuring and delivering it. But there are still some knotty problems that need to be resolved before the boards are ready to sign on the dotted line.
The boards anticipate meeting again later this month to formulate a revised financing plan to present to federal administrators. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.